the window. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar, revolution!
All right. This is the second hour of the Capital Forum Radio. And John... I mean, we just lost John West. Sergey and Tom are here. And we have Sabrina Schaefer. She's managing partner of the Evolving Strategies. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning.
And real quick, give people a little bit about yourself, and then we'll go on to Rick Perry. So everybody, hold on to your seats.
You want me to tell you? Sorry.
Yeah, a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, I'm a senior fellow with the Independent Women's Forum in Washington, and we focus on all issues. You know, our motto is all issues are women's issues, but we really look at things from a free market perspective. And when I'm not working with IWF, I am the managing partner of Evolving Strategies. We do public opinion research.
Excellent. So you also do a lot of writing. And,
that's right.
White papers and whatever. Now, you want to talk about Rick Perry.
Yeah, well, I think it's interesting to see what's going on with Rick Perry. He, you know, just came into the race about 2 weeks ago now, and we're seeing a lot of support coalesce around him. And, you know, I'm going to be curious to follow him as we move into September and start moving into debate season.
Now, where do you lie on that line? To or fro?
Well, you know, I haven't really made up my mind just yet, but I do think that it's interesting. I think Perry has tapped into a certain sentiment in the country that is, you know, very concerned about the bloated nature of government and the ineffectualness of Washington. And I think he has demonstrated from his 10 years as governor that he has a lot of policy prescriptions that have been successful in Texas. To that end, I think that he has a very good shot at winning the nomination. But at the same time, he does have to figure out a way of appealing to a broader base of people, moderate conservatives, and then obviously looking ahead, can he appeal to independents? And I think that that's where the real debate is going to have to start to unfold, and we'll have to see where he, you know, how he does.
Is that just your personal opinion?
I spent 9.5 years in the Missouri House of Representatives and did quite a lot of work with different governors and others in other states on the anti-real ID legislation, on stopping NAFTA, the North American Union traffic way they were trying to pull through. And I see a problem, very problematic with Rick Perry, because he's a shapeshifter. At one minute, he is the Tea Party leader, so to speak. And the next minute, he is very much opposed to anything that is actually good for this country. So go ahead.
I'm sorry, you cut out.
I just see him as a shapeshifter. He'll be whoever he's talking to in the room, and everybody who originally helped him understands that, and they're not really helping him anymore.
Yeah, and I think that's the message we're getting here in Washington, too, that on one hand, you know, conservatives really tout some of his education and health care policies, but at the same time, more libertarian-leaning voters are saying, hey, you know, he's been pretty keen on taking federal subsidies, for instance. And so, you know, I think as, you know, at this point, one of the things that's interesting is that the media is really talking about this big jump
in Perry, but it's... Sabrina, we're coming up to a break, so just hold on for a minute. We'll talk to Sabrina Schaefer. All right, guys, come back. We'll be right back.
Supremacy of international commerce, thus avoiding and undermining local, state, and national sovereignty.
Extend your life with Extend Dover. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Teravim. Teravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Teravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit teravim.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they'd be singing so happily. Oh, joyfully. Oh, playfully, watching me. But then they sent me.
We are back. I love that song.
I hope that song's not dedicated to Rick Perry, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Anyway, we are with Sabrina Schaefer, and we're talking about Rick Perry and whether or not we think that he'll come out as being the presidential nominee on the Republican Party. Well, we're talking about the break. Sometimes on the break we have better conversations than on the air. It's hard to explain, Sabrina. But one of the things that I, and I think most people around here, see is that Rick Perry was a shapeshifter. He'll be whoever he's talking to at the time. And everyone knows that he turned against the, what do I call it, the original Tea Party prior to Republican Party taking over. So I see that it's a really iffy whether he'll pull that through.
Well, I think even more telling towards that, Louise, is he was part of the Al Gore campaign back in the 80s. So it's obvious that he's not who he pretends to be.
Well, he'll be whoever is in front of him. That's my point.
Well, and I think that, you know, what you're maybe, you know, sort of alluding to is the fact that this sort of sudden, quote, jump in support for Perry isn't necessarily going to be an accurate reflection of how people are going to vote come next November, because we've yet to learn anything for the average person out there, the average voter. They have yet to learn anything about Rick Perry, and all of the things that you're talking about are sure to come out, and people are going to have a variety of you know, thoughts on him. He's going to have a chance to really present some solid proposals, and until then, all of these polling numbers that we're talking about are largely meaningless.
Well, first of all, the polls, I spent a good time in the House, Missouri House Representative, and in Washington. Polls skew away the pollers want it to be. And you know what I'm talking about. If I want a poll, yeah, I'll get the block that I know that I got, and I'll say 60% of the people, 90% of the people say Rick Perry's the guy. And really, that was only of that one block that we knew that was highly Republican, highly doing what we want them to do, or highly Democrat, or whatever. So polls don't mean a darn thing. I got a question for you about Ron Paul. Why is it that Dr. Paul, who, by the way, has turned out and owned out to be right about most of our financial problems from day one, is not on your agenda?
You know, I can't say he's not on my agenda. I'm definitely keeping an eye on him, but I don't think that he seems to, for a lot of people, I don't think that he necessarily has, you know, represents some of the seriousness that they think is necessary for the White House. Now, they could be wrong about that, but there's definitely
one of the most serious men in the world in government. He has been yelling about the financial situation that we're in, the overproducing of money, the very things that we're dealing with right now he's been yelling about for years and warning people. Some people say, well, he's the canary in the coal mine. And it's amazing to me over and over. I don't care if it's Republican or Democrat. The two-party system, if you want to, what do you want to talk about? But here are people or someone who has got it right, okay, who had told us it was going to happen, got it right, has been saying it for years, and yet the party will do everything but deal with him. And as you know, if the party doesn't like you, they're more than likely to go the other way. I think the real issue is whether or not he'll be able to get lobbyists behind him. And that's the real true test to the Republican Party or Democratic Party.
Yeah, and look, I have, you know, I'm very comfortable with libertarians. My husband works for the Cato Institute. I'm, you know, familiar with all of these ideas, but I think that we have to remember that when you're talking about Republicans, talking about Democrats, we're talking about big tent parties, and they have to think about how to appeal to a wide base of people. And if, you know, it's not always fair, it's not always right, but I think that sometimes they look at people who wouldn't necessarily be as effective in Washington, but who can win. And that may be the case of what's going on here with Ron Paul.
Mm. Anybody else have a question?
Well, I think there's a lot of factors involved there. Obviously, the ruling elite, and however you want to interpret that, is up to each individual. But the ruling elite, obviously, is scared of Ron Paul, and that's why he gets no friendly press on any kind of a mainstream media outlet. You know, he's won the CPAC 2 years in a row, I believe, and he's done very well, nearly a tie in Iowa. And usually those are indications of a front runner, and yet they barely mention him in any favorable light. So it's pretty obvious that they don't want his message to be out there, whether they want him.
Without the attention of the media and sort of help in terms of getting your name recognition out there, it's very difficult for a candidate to fundraise and to make, you know, to make progress. I agree
with
that.
He's known all over the world. Let me tell you something. You can go into any block, anywhere, put up a sign. Everybody says, yeah, I remember him. I know Ron Paul. The name is synonymous. People go out and they pay for their own signs. They put them up. They're over highways even, everywhere. So it's not that he doesn't have name recognition. He doesn't have Republican Party want. And that's the difference. And as you know as well as I know, that the Republican Party, Democratic parties, have a way to make sure the candidates that they want end up being the one that gets the most votes.
Well, yeah, I definitely don't envy any of the people who are out there trying to run in this race. It's not easy. It's not simply a matter of winning over, you know, the hearts and minds of American voters. You're right. It is about getting party support, getting institutional support from Washington in general, and getting resources. So it's very difficult to do that, and I think that we're seeing, especially, you know, look, we have Perry and Romney, who are two very different kind of candidates, and you can tell that the party
Romney's got so
going
much
back and forth, not
background.
Sure where they want to go. Yeah.
Romney's got so much dirt in his background, if anybody wanted to dig. They just had to go into Salt Lake. I promise you. If anybody's listening to me and they really want to find something on Romney, Salt Lake Tribune around 1978 would be my guess. Anyway, we have a caller, Kenneth in North Carolina, I believe. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I just wanted to agree with you about Rick Perry. He's been invited to the Bilderberg Group. He's forced vaccines on these girls, and that's against the Constitution. And you're right, he's a flip-flopper. He just agrees with what the elite says, and he's
absolutely
involved with them. Same thing with Romney.
You know, speaking of...
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Go ahead. As I'm speaking towards that, there, a friend of mine that I used to work with, a co-worker, about 2 months ago, he asked me who, because he knows that I do a talk show that I'm pretty involved with what really goes on in the world behind the scenes. He asked me who was going to be the presidential candidate, and I told him back then, before Perry even announced, I said it was going to be Rick Perry versus Obama, if you can judge it from who's kneeling down to the ruling elite. And lo and behold, that's who they're presenting to us right now.
If Rick wins, you're just looking at another Obama and another Bush. They're going to bankrupt it, no matter how you look at it.
Continuity of agenda. The same agenda just keeps carrying forward, just getting worse and worse.
And people better watch out for Hartman, too. Huntsman.
Absolutely. Hey,
because
I love this guy.
And
oh,
that,
Kenneth,
that,
call back some other time.
And I called when he sat there and said that he would run for vice president with Bachman. I called their place up, and I told them, I said, you vote, if you give him vice president, I'm not voting for her. And so we talked a little bit, and she said that she was wanting, if Ron Paul didn't win, that she would like to have him in the Fed. And I said, that would be the best place for him. He could find out where our gold went, and the woman spoke up and said, it's been gone for 10 years.
Now, you're talking to somebody, you're speaking of a conversation with Michelle Bachman,
the
campaign?
One of the aides.
Oh, one of her congressmen. Congress is up.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Right. But people better start waking up and start checking these suckers out, because they ain't nothing but do what the elite says.
Well, and there is a track record on everyone. Anyone who's ever been in a political life has a track record. And one of the things you can do, and everybody, there's a game that plays, and Sabrina knows this one, I'm sure, that in the caucus, the Republican or Democratic caucus, when you are in government somewhere, they hide things in instead of in bills that they're putting through, but amendments so they can get by.
And don't read them.
They put them in. Yeah. Amendments are put in to change legislation. They pack them full of amendments that to hide what the actual wants to be in there. Almost never is a bill gone through unless there's so much outcry, okay, of the people to get it through. Otherwise, if it's gone through, it's part of the party machine. We talk about legislators. How do you know a legislator suddenly starts talking, well, I'm against the Republican Party leadership. Oh, I'm anti this, gold standard sovereignty. Do you remember when the Republican Party was trying to kill us?
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
It's all one party, no matter how you look at it.
Thank you, dear. I love this guy.
But we're being screwed.
And we don't get flowers with it.
I seen this coming 10 years ago when Bush was in. Well, as soon as Bush won, I had a gut feeling that guy was going to screw us.
Papa Bush. Go back to the other one.
Well, Papa Bush, too.
Bush won. Mm-hmm. All right, we're coming up on a 3-minute break, everybody.
All right, I'll let you guys go. I appreciate listening to you.
Very good. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And please support RBN and buy your gold and silver from Republic Trading Group.
It has amused itself to death. Amused itself to death.
Help help. I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, you guys, this one piece reminds me of the X-Files. You had something to talk to Sabrina about, Tom?
Well, one of the questions I posed on the break is if you interface with the average person, that they're just sick and tired of this big government growing every day and riding their backs and doing everything against common sense, and they just feel like they're not working for us at all, we have no representation, and they work for the lobbyists. And that's, you know, that's mainstream. I mean, that's almost every person I run into has similar feelings, and I was just wanting to know from Sabrina's perspective, being an insider, so to speak, in D.C., what her opinion would be of that.
Yeah, I mean, I agree that most lawmakers do seem out of touch. Most of the party apparatus seems out of touch with mainstream America, with what they're interested in. I don't think that most Americans want more. In fact, we saw this with the health care bill. You know, Americans were overwhelmingly saying they wanted government to stay out of the business of health care, yet it was rammed down their throats. Whether they wanted it or not. So I do agree. I guess what keeps me hopeful is I think that there are individuals in Congress, both on the right and on the left, who are thinking about individuals, who are thinking about how they can make a difference and how they can help, you know, shrink the size of government, rein in that progressive state. And to that end, I think we have to focus on those individuals rather than the parties at large.
Are there any names that you could throw out that we could be hopeful that we could actually work with in the future?
Well, I'm a fan of Congresswoman McMorris Rodgers. She's the vice chairman of the House Republican Conference. Obviously, at the Independent Women's Forum, one of our, you know, our focus is on women's issues. And I think one of the things that McMorris Rodgers has done that's been successful is to reach out to women and to women lawmakers about women's issues that are not make women's issues no longer synonymous with reproductive rights, but to talk to women about issues that really matter to them on a day-to-day basis, the economy, jobs, healthcare, education, and to the extent that they're able to connect with women on hard issues like that is a lot more effective, and I think it shows that they're more in touch with the average woman than sort of the feminist left has been able to do, and that's really where the Democratic female lawmakers are stuck. So to that extent, I think there are individuals out there who are thinking more about individual voters and what their needs are.
Now, one thing that you and I will be talking about on Women's View Radio is dealing with the rates of people not getting legally married. And at the same time, those who are, and mostly in the South, who are getting married and the rate of divorce, right, with census. But one of the things that we'll be talking about, what I believe, is that people are tired of being considered as a dog. I don't need a license to get married because I don't have fleas. If I have a license, and this goes in everything, the government has to stay out of people's lives. And on both sides, the same time, you hear the rhetoric of government, government having a smaller government, this. Republicans been in there longer than any Democrats in the years that have passed, and government got bigger. It didn't get smaller. Bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Plus, they got into more people's lives. This military complex that's come out of the Republican Party, not the Democratic Party, has literally is militant. The MIAC reports, Real ID, and all those things that they brought down our throat came from the Republican Party, not the Democratic Party. So when you're talking about smaller government, government stay out of your lives, Republican Party hasn't done that. They haven't done it at all.
No, I agree. There's some serious problems. I mean, look at, I can point to the last Bush administration and say that I thought that No Child Left Behind was a disaster. If we really wanted to return, educational freedom to the American family, we need a greater choice in public education. These are things that elude most Republicans. I agree with you, but I do think that there is a mentality, especially with many of the freshmen, more Tea Party leaning candidates that were elected during the midterms, to try to change that ethos. And I hope that they're successful.
Okay, we have guests, callers. I mean, actually, I'd like to get you, Blue in Tennessee. You there, Blue?
Yes. Hello.
Good morning, Blue.
Good morning.
Good morning. I think that Sabrina is underestimating the underground movement for Ron Paul.
Okay.
And obviously the mainstream media is as well. But there is something we in the Ron Paul campaign must do, and that is we must go to disenchanted Democrats as well as your independents, ask them to cross over and vote in the Republican primary for Ron Paul.
The only problem Ron Paul has is that Campaign for Liberty was taken over by the Republican Party. That's the big one. Because it started going straight down that same path, same as the Tea Parties did, the people who took in control were Republicans. And they're not really doing a favor for Dr. Paul.
No, but like I said, in order to get Ron Paul to be the chosen one in the Republican primary, we've got to get the disenchanted Democrats and the independents and have them register as Republicans for this primary.
I agree with you, Blue, but I also think we need to get rid of the labels. I'm so sick of this left-right Democrat-Republican thing. I think we ought to just be good Americans, just stand up for good Missourians or good Tennesseans and just say, hey, what's right, and what's wrong is wrong.
But when you're talking about campaigns, you're talking about parties.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, and I realize that it's just got pie-in-the-eye dream, but it'd be nice to get rid of those parties and just have people that run for office.
It is as well, and part of the problem is the League of Women Voters. I watched that happen in the state of Tennessee.
Hey Blue, if you want to hold on, we have a three-minute break. Everybody hang in there. We have some more callers lined up, so we'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The television lights, they tell you day is night, they tell you wrong is right, but I say, how do you like the way things are today? Things are today. Things are today.
We're back. Tom, we have to get this guy on the air because you sound just like him.
All right.
All I got to say.
I think we might have been in the middle of a Blue question. Weren't we, Blue?
Yeah, Blue, go ahead.
Well, what I was going to bring up is the fact that part of the problem is obviously the established system. But something as simple as the League of Women Voters. I watched that happen during the gubernatorial race here in the state of Tennessee. The League of Women Voters would not let independent candidates on the stage. Their reasoning was, they didn't have enough open offices throughout the state. So obviously they were not generating enough money. Therefore, they were not qualified to be on stage with Governor Haslam. Now, what they didn't take into consideration are Facebook pages. We have got to modernize the system.
Right.
Well, where they do win, and I think this is one thing that people who are independent-minded need to do, is that is to make sure that they're registered to vote and they're voting. Because I think there is a disparity, if you would, among people who are very active on, let's say, with Dr. Paul or with other independent candidates, Constitution Party and other, but they're not registered to vote. They're out there doing stuff, but they're not registered to vote because they don't want to be on the man system. Well, they're going to have to be on the man system, register to vote, and get other people to register to vote too. I do think that's the wild card. I don't know, but what do you think, Sabrina?
Well, you know, it's interesting because Friday was Women's Equality Day, which is sort of the anniversary of the 19th Amendment for, you know, women's vote. And so certainly at IWF, one of, you know, a big issue we push is that, yes, you've been given this benefit, but it's also a responsibility, and women do need to go out there and vote and make sure that they're voting, you know, in their best interest, and that will differ for women. But I agree with you. I absolutely think that people need to participate in the political process.
And that is part. That's always been part of the problem, is the independent people, more independent thinking people, just want to be left alone, so they don't want to have any part of the system. So, and by default, they don't. They're not represented at all. So, that is.
But that's one of the problems. Yeah, a lot of independents obviously don't. Their convictions are not as strong. Sometimes I should say, prefaces. Sometimes we say, you know, independents, their convictions are not as strong, which is why they're an independent. Still, if you.
They're strong. They just don't want the government to have their information.
Just want to be left.
But well, also sometimes they're stronger depending on, you know, how they identify themselves. When you say, you know, are you a Republican leaning independent? Very often those are the people I think you're referring to who don't want the government to know too much about them. But in reality, they're not Republican Party people. But in reality, they're more conservative than even, you know, some of the party people who identify themselves that way. So it's an interesting voting block to try to understand.
Blue, did you have any more input?
Yeah,
I did. You know, as I try and do every time I call in, is at least provide some sort of a solution to the problem. One of the things that can be simply done now is going to the local football game and having a little tent and just registering voters.
Absolutely.
Good idea.
Yeah, very good idea.
Thanks for that input, Blue.
All right. Take care.
We have another caller, Kevin in Australia. Good morning, Down Under.
Yeah, hi there, folks.
How you doing, dude?
Yes, hi. Pretty good. Hey, you do have an international audience. I'm about 13,000 miles away from you, I think.
Yes, you are.
That's pretty international.
Yes.
You can sing that song. You're from the land down under.
Yeah. The Vegemite song. Ron Paul, I think he's by far the best shot to restore America, to get it back on tracks as far as putting money in people's pockets and food on the tables. I definitely say Ron Paul would be the best one there. But having said that, and I'd certainly go for Ron Paul if I was an American, that's if he's available. There's a guy in the other party, Dennis Kucinich. I found him to be...
Dennis, a
good guy, an honest sort of a guy, but, you know, I mean, there's more chance that he's going to be under the thumb somewhat, to a lesser degree, I would say, than most. Like Ron Paul would run a, you know, basically run his own race. Now, if he was steering the ship, the policies that he has would immediately put money in people's pockets, immediately. And I believe get American industry running again, because the way these guys there now, like the plans that Perry has, I only have to look at what he's done in Texas, but he's going to destroy. He's worse than Obama and Bush probably put together with some of the things that he's trying.
It's kind of like what Bush
did
in Texas.
Well, you know that. You only have to look at the American car industry to see where things are going to be headed in places like France and other countries. They look after their car industry, so they slap tariffs on any imported stuff. And, you know, I don't think that Renault is a very good car, but they're still in business. They're still making huge profit, and they've been protected by their system. Every country in the world protects their car industry in one way or the other if they have one. America's
but
your
CEOs don't make so much.
And an example, Kevin, towards your story is in the United States, the bailout money went to help move GM's production plants to Brazil and China. So, you know, it just goes by
that was crazy.
Good
that,
example.
They should never have, that should never have ever been allowed. What happens is the congressmen and the senators, they get in there, and they promise their electorate everything. And once they're there, they turn their back on their people, the people that, that put them there, the ones that they're supposed to be looking after, the ones that they're supposed to be loving, so to speak. You know, if you're if you put your name in a hat to represent your electorate, your state, then you should go to bat for those people, and you should do your very, very best to, you know, give them jobs, clean up the environment, and give them a good education, give them good health, and or make the conditions as such that, that would promote that end. And the problem is you know, Perry is a shyster of the highest degree. I can see that from here.
That everybody can, except the Republican Party.
Mitt Romney, you know, I think he's a chameleon. You know, on one hand, he makes out he's a, you know, the great Christian guy, and then on the other hand, he stabs people, you know, the people in his electorate or you know, electorates all over America. He would cut their throats as soon as look at them. He's got no, I don't think there's too much Christian about him. As for Bachman, whatever you want to call her, I mean, she must have been really nice when she was 17. But I don't know. I don't know. I would never vote for her. You know, if she comes out of the IRS and she was a lawyer and all she knows about is how to rip people's homes off them and squeeze the last drop of blood, you know, out of somebody who has probably had a business, who's had some hard times, who has been... Maybe their sons and daughters have been in the U.S. military. They've been absolutely contributing to their country. And she comes along and she prosecutes them, takes their house off them, sends them to the poorhouse. You know, the husband ends up putting his 45 to his head and pulls the trigger. And, she would never get my vote, ever.
It's funny, isn't it?
But, you know, Ron Paul's a good guy, and if America's wise, you know, he's the best shot at getting the train back on tracks.
Well, thanks for visiting.
On that note, I'm working right now with a woman. Her husband was in the military, and they were stationed on base, and nerve gas, this is about 40 years ago, was released. She ended up being where she gets stiff like a board and just goes down. Her husband died, and here she is trying to get medication. She has to take 7 medications that she couldn't afford. VA won't give her the money because they say, of course, you know, they're not going to take credit for the nerve gas that was leaked. Okay, so this woman ended up going on Medicaid to pay for her medications. Now Medicaid's taking her home while she's still in it. Okay, this is what's wrong with our country. What's wrong with our country is, one, we're dumping money that doesn't even exist to everybody from Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Farmer Mac, and Farm Credit, because the banking complex has taken over our country, and the, of course, I'm going to say it on here, the military complex is behind a good portion of it too. I should say the upper military complex. Don't care how many guys die, as long as we keep our little system going.
So the question to Sabrina is, a lot of people have the accidental view, and they're all so stupid, and they all have problems up in D.C., but a lot of people take the view that America is being destroyed by design, and some of the ruling elite actually indicate that they want to level the playing field and bring the United States down to third world country levels so everybody in the world is equal. And which side of the fence are you on, Sabrina?
Well, I'm not sure I would go quite as far as to think that there is some kind of, you know, conspiracy in effect, but just don't think that there's quite the coordination or ability here in Washington. That being said, do I think there's a lot of people who do not have America in their best interest? Absolutely. And do I think that there's some policies that are extremely detrimental to the country set us on a path that is, you know, nearly impossible to reverse? Absolutely. That's why, I mean, look, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, general entitlement reform has to be at the top of the list of any of these candidates. We can see we're coming up on 100 years of Social Security, and it's nearly impossible to change the direction that we are on and change the way that Americans think about the role between the citizen and state. So to the extent that we can elect somebody who can help change the mindset, I think is one of the most important things that we can do.
Well, I'm a proponent of putting Dr. Paul in there as president, and everybody vote for Dr. Paul. I believe, however, that our solutions are in the states, and the states need a state bank chartered to get themselves off the federal dollar, to get rid of Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Farmer Mac, and Farm Credit, and every single draining interest-bearing debt on our states, so that we're sovereign, we're solidified, and we have everything we need, and then we don't have to worry about the federal government putting their thumbs down us for every penny that they rob from us.
And I would second that.
Right. Well, I mean, I think it's not inconsequential that during the entire financial reform legislation session, there was absolutely nothing done to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. I mean, Barney Frank kind of came out of this without anyone, firing him. And it's concerning that people are allowing Washington to sort of add new layers of bureaucracy rather than recognizing how the bureaucracy actually brought about some of these problems. And the more that we grow, the more institutions like, Fannie and Freddie that we allow to come into existence.
And I think there's no more important mindset that needs to be changed is we need to get in the minds of the D.C. folks that the decentralization of power is the key to bringing America back to where we used to be. You know, when we had 50 states that worked as states as opposed to just slaves to the federal government. You know, it's totally unconstitutional where we're at right now, and that's the centralized power always leads to corruption.
Oh,
whether it's all
said, it's just a piece of paper.
It's
Constitution was just
whether you
paper.
Take the opinion that we're all so stupid we make mistakes constantly, or you're of the opinion that it's by design. The problem lies is all that power lies in D.C. now, and you brought up the No Child Left Behind, no better example right there.
Yeah, it's a terrible, terrible design. I mean, one of the biggest things is that we just need to remind people that individuals know best, whether it's about their health care or about their education, about how to save for their retirement. This notion that someone in Washington is smarter or more equipped is an idea that we have to change. I was on a show for PBS just on Friday. One of the women on the progressive side of the table said, my father had a pension, and I'm just concerned that he said, I'm independent, self-employed, and what if I can't make the kind of money to, support myself and my parents as they age? And I thought, wow, so why do you think that the government is going to save your money any better than you are? I mean, the fact is they're not. they're not making
Yeah, but the argument ends up being about Social Security when Social Security was robbed. Well, to be really honest, people pay into it.
Yeah.
And it was robbed. But now at the same time.
Especially for women who are,
Sure, but at the very same time, when you're talking about, we're talking about a time where unionization, other things. I hear Republicans say every day, unions are a bad thing. Okay, unions are a bad thing. But you know what? I'll give you this: that I'll tell you that unions are the reason why we still have any type of middle class. Because unions were able to hold on, so that in order to get good employees, other businesses had to have a minimal standard. And then once you remove it, any state that has gone open. So it's an open state. Everyone has done that. The incomes plummet. So then that should be a little gift in your head to say is, when you're saying is, we don't need, health care, this and that from your business, when they say that unions are the ones that are sending them otherwheres, no. Because right here, I can even show you right here in this country, when they're taking them out through Mexico and out through China, we've destroyed Mexico's economy by sending everything off to China and using Mexico as the excuse. So if we're not going to change the way we're doing commerce, if you would, through NAFTA, GAFTA, GANT, and others, we're in trouble. We need to, as Americans say, we're not going to buy foreign products if we can help it.
Well, good luck with that, Louise.
I don't buy them if I don't have to.
Well, Sabrina, Louise made a mention that she worked for in state legislation for a long time, and one of the pieces of legislation we tried to get through was if you sold products in Missouri, you had to follow the same laws, regulations in your country that Missouri corporations had to have in our state. So So that would definitely level the playing field somewhat if they had to follow all the different regulations and laws.
And if every state had a state bank, which handled their finances and what have you, there's your taxes end. You no longer have property tax because there's no interest-bearing debt for schools. You don't longer have to have a state income tax. A one sales tax can cover the entire thing, which has been done in North Dakota for years and years and years, 100 of them. At the very same time, they're the only ones with money. Last year, MoDOT in Missouri, just Missouri, gave interest payment of $1.9 billion to Fannie Mae.
So that's our taxpayer money at work. And we have a three-minute break. We'll get back to Sabrina after the break. And everybody listen to and support RBN. Call in number 800-313-9443. He agrees with me. It's all gone crazy.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. What are you thinking? If you're thinking preparedness, be at the next Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, at the Downtown Expo Center. Learn how to grow your garden, drive down energy costs, survive inflation, prepare your home, and much more. Meet KWTO's instructors, Vincent Finelli and Mark Wright. Tickets only $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. Attend John Stadmiller's What's in Store for You and John Moore's Abrupt Climate Change and 35 other seminars at the next Get Prepared Expo. September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, Downtown Expo Center. Talk with pros on surviving, preparing, defending, and thriving. Grammy winner Steve Voss will perform live. Tickets just $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. RBN annual subscribers attend one day free.
Let me see. The land of the free. Has anything changed at all? Sweet liberty.
We're back. I had to get sweet
liberty. Louise, yeah. I can tell you're on a rant and roll, so I'm going to try to interrupt that rant and roll and then let Sabrina have the floor and do any promoting of her information she wants to put out. And then I think we have a caller, George from Texas. So, Sabrina, over to you. Sabrina, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Oh, okay, great. Well, I know I definitely appreciate the opportunity, and I hope that people will check out the Independent Women's Forum's website. It's IWF.org. You know, I think that we agree with a lot of what's been said here, and maybe not all of it, but you know, take a look at our blog and our media and our articles, and you know, let us know what you think. And you know, for more discussion on public opinion research, I'm at evolving-strategies.com. So thanks so much for having me today.
If you don't mind, repeat both of those websites real quick.
Right.
Sure. IWF.org and evolving-strategies.com.
Excellent. And I believe we have a caller. We have George in Texas. George, are you with us? And it might take a second to bring George up. Are you with us, George?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Yeah, another thing, when Rick Perry brags about he created jobs in Texas, he created more government jobs in Texas, not private sector jobs. Because Rick Perry is a monopoly man, where the state, depending on who the campaign donor is, picks the winner and losers. And I hope somebody, if they can get close to Rick Perry, I would say one thing. They need to put him on the spot. Number one is, why can't he use existing state law to, number one, shut down them body scanners, since there is radiological laws in Texas that govern that stuff, and also, to the groping is existing state law. Also, too, we're facing rolling blackouts because we got record heat. It's going to be up to, like, 108 today. And they're talking about rolling blackouts. Like, where's Rick Perry? He's AWOL.
Oh, great point.
He's running for office.
Well, I think that a lot of this is going to have a chance to, you know, come out in the public eye as September comes around. We have three debates scheduled for September, and I think that, you know, one of the things that comes with increased popularity is increased skepticism. More and more people are going to say, okay, well, now we know who you are, but you need to tell us a little bit more about what you think. And people are going to have a chance to challenge you and ask you questions, and it's going to be difficult, and the real campaign is going to begin. So, you know, while there may appear to be some support for Perry right now, I think there's obviously, you know, listening to your callers and to the show, a lot of concern surrounding him, and I think that that's what is going to be really good to see as we enter the real debate season this fall.
So
are you going to have places where women can – like, you know, get involved as far as to discuss and learn, whatever?
Yeah, well, I definitely encourage people not only to look at IWF's website, but also our sister 501c4 organization, which is a more activist arm, the Independent Women's Voice. We do a lot more advocacy through that organization, and I think people might be interested to see which candidates are, you know, we're interested in, and they have a chance to comment. That would be wonderful.
Excellent. Well, we really appreciate you joining us this morning.
And
thank you so much for having me.
Well, you'll be on Women's View coming up, guys. You want to listen in and talking about marriage.
That sounds great. I'm looking forward to it.
Very good, Sabrina.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, George.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming, Sabrina.
Try to stay dry over there. I know you're getting poured upon now.
Well, that's it for now, listeners. Till next time.
Yep.
Goodbye, start of the game.
Gold, ever climbing as the dollar.